Gemara asks that the Simchus Shtim with the Mishnah. How does Simchus Shtim with the Mishnah? On one hand, we find Simchus holds Yecholkin Belishvur. On the other hand, we find that in our Mishnah, you make a Shvur, and Simchus, you don't make a Shvur. And with the Gemara, Kiyom is Simchus, Bishema Bishema. The Gemara answers that Kiyom is Simchus, Bishema Bishema. He didn't say his din by Yabari Yabari. There's two ways of learning the Gemara. One way of learning the Gemara that we tell you to be Pashit, Akira Sugi, and other places, the Gemara later on, and the Gemara in Baba Kama Lamed Hei is Mavur, that this Memra Kiyom Sumchus is not talking about the Shvur. It's talking about the Etzim Din of Sumchus that he says, Mamin Hamutu B'Safik Cholkin, and he argues on the Chachamim that say, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olov Haraya. As the Shiz, the Gemara would be Kipshutai. Hare, the Chachamim, we already explained how they learned the Mishnah. Yod Moitzi Mechaveroi Olov Haraya. It's been that Tavayu Muchzakim, but you have to make a Shvur. The Shaila was Sumchis. The Sumchis has this new klal. He doesn't go Basel Muchzi. As we're answering, when did Tzumcha say his klal of Mamun Amutu B'Safi Falkin by Shema or Shema? Abel Bivari Yivari Lo Yomar. Over there is Moed of the Chachamim, that the din is Moed to Mechaveiro all of Araya. What's the pshat? As Taisis later on in Daf Kut, and Taisis in Tzubis, I involve a Mazbe with a klal. That what's the pshat in Sumchus? Why does Sumchus choylik on the Chachamim? Because Sumchus doesn't go basa cheskes mamim. That's the lashon of Tosis and Ksuvis with beis amid beis. He holds cheskes mamim is not so strong. Therefore, you don't say moitzi michavel haray. You say mamim amudu b'safik cholkin. Aber, that's only by a muchzik b'taina shema because his muchzikais is garua. But a muchzik with a tainus bari, his muchzik is strong, is fast. As over there, Sumchus is moited to the Chachamim that you say, I'm moiti mechavegoi olav haray. Loshen Taisis in Daf Kuf, that over there, Sumchus holds cheskes mamim is olav. Taisis in Ksubis Ayin Vav is more strong. Taisis over there says that that a muxik with a tainus bari, it's stronger his cheskes mamim. But tzarich bir, if you learn like the Nesivis that cheskes mamim just means we leave it where it is, why does it get stronger when you're a tainus bari? Why is it weaker when you're a tainus shema? But if you learn like the Ksais that cheskes mamim says like you, it's misayeya to your sad. Then you could hear that when the Baldovers tining Bari, his cheskes mamim is strong because he's tining and the Chazak is tining like him. But when he himself is a Safik, as what the Chazak says, it's much weaker because the Baldin himself doesn't know. Because that could have been a Gishmak of Pshat in our Gemara. And basically, it's based on a Gemara in Baba Kama Lamed Hei later on in Daf Kuf. The only problem is you open up Rashi and Rashi for some reason did not learn this way. How do we see Rashi doesn't learn this way? Because Rashi explains what's the difference of Bari Ubari and Shema Shema Zakt Rashi V'kibin d'chol chad v'chad Shema tayin leka lemirme alei shvua. What are you going to make him make a shvua? To a bari, you're tining something, I can make you make a shvua to say what you're saying is true. But by Yeshema, what are you going to make him make a shvu? He's saying he doesn't know what happened. Is he going to make him make a shvu what happens? He doesn't know. It's not shayich a shvua by Yeshema. As Rashi learns this chilek of the Gemara in Sumchus, Abari Ubari Shemi Veshema, is not the same Gemara that it says in Baba Kama later on in Daf Chuf, that the Iker Klal of Sumchus is only by. Over here is a Svara b'miyuchad le'inyin shvuah. With Tzarek Beer, why does Rashi learn it's a Svara b'miyuchad le'inyin shvuah? Rashi should have said that Sumchus didn't say his klal, he's moivet to the Rabbanan. As whatever pshat is according to the Rabbanan, that's the pshat according to Sumchus. Yeah. Toiv, as Yavoy HaMisakish, he's a stubborn person. I'll say, yeah, Rashi could have said like this, but Rashi held over here, you could learn differently, as he was mefarish it differently. Ashari tchukim la'olam lo yinuvu. Lamaisa das is a doichik, because the Gemara is in a bunch of places that it means something different. Why did Rashi ever change the pshat? Mashma yad a hechrich mineyu bet. L'chayra, this would be mashma that Rashi is chaylik on Taisis. Rashi learns that the reason why Moedah Sumchus by Bari Yubari is not because the Cheskes Mamon is stronger. And over there, Sumchus is Moedah to the Chachamim, that Cheskes Mamon is strong, and whatever works according to the Chachamim works according to Sumchus too. Because then he could have explained our Gemara like the Chachamim. El Rashi holds a different pshat. That when is it called Mamon Hamutal B'Sofik? By Yeshema B'Shema. Aba by Yabari Yabari, it's not called Mamon Hamutal B'Sofik. What's the pshat? As you could explain it in different ways, we'll go B'Kivun Zeh. When the Baal Dinim are a Bari, it's not Chal B'Sofik Al Pi V'Maisa. As it's just a shaila who's telling the truth. It's not a suffix be'etzem in the mitzias. When a story happens, as our suffix in Besdin is, what's the story? The behemah had a baby. We're not sure. Did it happen before the ma'isa negicha, after the ma'isa negicha? Was it bekach u'memkar? Was it before or afterwards? When it's a suffix be'etzem, that's a suffix. But when it's not a suffix be'etzem, it's a bari u'bari. That's by Shema v'Shema. The suffix is because something happened. Shema v'Shema. They don't know. Meaning something happened and we don't know what happened. We don't mean Taisis. We mean it's a Shema v'Shema. Something happened and we don't know what happened. No one knows what happened. That's a suffix. But by Bari Ubari, over here, each one saying my Taina, and that's what they're coming in with. As being that the tainas I'm making it, the pshat is one guy's lying, one guy's telling the truth. We don't know who, as it's not a suffix be'etzem. That's one way of being masbrit. You could even say it's sharper. When the Baal Din Zabari, he's saying, to me it's not a suffix. As to him it's not chal the suffix. That could be a different way of being masbrit. As Lefi Zeh, that which he only said is klal by Shema v'Shema, it's not the pshat by Bari Ubari, he holds like the Chachamim. But he holds, there's no Mamon Hamutal v'Sofik. But it's not that he goes Basar Muchsim. As a Meila, you couldn't explain the Gemara like the Chachamim. That would be the Kibbutz. Yeah, it's a big Chiddush, this Knech in Rashi. Yesh Lodin V'Lida, Nulakal B'Ubari. With us is the that's the way Rav Asher wanted to buy from this Rashi. Yeah. Okay, as thus is the Gemara Bari Bari and Shema Shema continues. There's one dikduk in Rashi by Shema v'Shema. Rashi says Kivan the Chol Chad v'Chad Shema l'Toyin Leka l'Mirma Alayu Shvuah. Meduyik in Rashi that in the tzir over there of Shar Shenagach Lepara, if there would have been a shvua, as the shvua would have been on both of them. Kach is meduyik in Rashi. If we're going with the Chachamim, as the Rashi says before, the Shvu is when you're coming to be Moitzi from a Mukhsik. It only would have been on one. As Meduyik in Rashi, that Rashi's not going with the Pshat he said in the Chachamim, Rashi's going that the Shvu is Levara Safik. I said it would have been on either one of them. It's the Tiktuk in Rashi. Okay. That's Chelik number one. Bari Bari Shem Hashem. It continues the Gemara. Al Rabbi Dama Afilu Sumchus Afilu Mabari Mabari Ma'ikar Amem Afilu Teima Sumchus Kiyam Sumchus Heker De'ikar Drarad Imamayna Aval Heker De Drarad Leka Drarad Imamayna Loi. As the Shaila is, what does Drarad Imamayna mean? We have a Machlekes Rishonim what Drarad Imamayna means. Rashi over here says Drarad Imamayna Chisarin Mamin, Shem Yifre Zeh Shaloi Kedin, Havi Chisarin Mamin. And if Terenu Shaloi Kedin, means is a Chosav Lad Parasa. In the seer of Shoshanaga Chisapara, there's a Chisarin Mamin. As therefore, you don't make a Shvuah. But over here, there is in our Mishnah, there's no Chisarin Mamin, because Efsha Ditavayuhe. As being that there's no Chisarin Mamin, therefore you make a Shvuah. Frag the Maram, the Shita on Rashi, why is Chisarin Mamin a reason not to make a Shvuah? Okay, there's a Chisarin Mamin. Why should that be a reason not to make a Shvuah? As the Shita says, that being that he's losing money in the Chalukah, we want to make the Chalukah easier for him. He's anyway losing money, Shaloi Kedin. One of them owns the whole thing. And he's only getting half. As one of the guys is losing money, Shaloi Kedin. As he's a Rachmanis, we're taking away money from him, Shaloi Kedin. As being that we're taking away money, Shaloi Kedin, the Chaluk itself is Shaloi Kedin, is a Hefsid Mom and him. As we're going to make the Chalukah easier, we're not going to make him swear. Because we want to make it easier for him. We already took away money from him. As we make it easy. Nos is the... What continues the Gemara? V'lav kal v'choymu. Ma'asam di gedrara de m'mayna l'mar. Vi gedrara m'doinen de mal. Zog the Gemara. Fakelt! It works the other way. It's a kal v'choymer in Svara the other way. So here is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara starts off, the Svara is one way, and the Gemara continues. No, it's a Kal V'Chomer exactly the opposite. 360 degrees, we turn around. The Fi Rashi, how do we do this? As you can explain, very Gishmak. The Rishonim, the Ritva speaks out, the Fi Rashi, this Gemara is Gishmak. It depends who you're looking at. If you're looking at the real Bailim, that you're taking away half the money, as he's a Nebuchad. He lost half his money and you're going to make him make a Shvuah? Oi, how could you do that there? He's tiny as the Gemara, but let's switch it to the other way around. The guy who's taking the money, Shaloi Kedin, over here when he's taking money, Shaloi Kedin, he's causing a Hefsid Mamon by taking Shaloi Kedin, as he's doing a much bigger Avla. As if we look at the other guy, Mr. Taking Shaloi Kedin, as he's doing a much bigger Avla, because he's taking Shaloi Kedin in an Eifin where he's mafsid money. As over here, we want to give him a Shvuah, because we want him to be Pirish, because he's doing a big Avla. As Lefi Rashi is going, interesting Shaila, the Nidin and the Makshin and the Tatsin is, which one do you look at? Do you look at the guy who's losing the money, the real Bailim? And for him, Nebuch, he's losing the money, and you want to be Mekel for him? Or do you look at the other guy who's taking the money, Shaloi Kedin, and clapping him? We want to be Machmer on him. It's a Kal V'Chomer. The Shita adds words to Rashi. The guy who's Mafsid Shaloi Kedin would rather that we make it harder for the other guy because maybe he'll be Pirish and he won't take the money, Shaloi Kedin. That's what these Shita is. His chat in the Maskar. As Lafi Rashi, Dvar de Mamayna goes both ways. There's a Svara one way, a Svara the other way. And it works gewaltig. Okay, thus is Shitas Rashi. Zog de Maram, the Mokar of Rashi was the Lashon Dvar de Mamayna Limar Ulamar. Mashma is talking about Hesed Mamin, and that's why we're pointing out each one has a Hesed Mamin. Thus is Shitas Rashi. Places over here says another pshat in Dvar de Mamayna. Pirish, v'loy tainah seim yesh safik lebezdin. V'yesh la'echad tfiyah al chaveroi. V'loy tainah seim. Kigoyin b'shor shenogach es haparo mach lepar v'chamor. Achre she'a safik noilin mi'asmai. Dinu she'ach loiku afilu v'loy shvua. The word is, the suffix was noiled me'atzma, explains the Rosh. Therefore, there's more tzad to the suffix. He has more sheikhis mamin, he has more tzad to the suffix, because it's a suffix be'etzem. It's not just because he's tiny. Be'etzem, there's more reason to assume it's his. Because be'etzem me'atzma, it looks like it's his. As a me'la, therefore we give it to him b'loy shvur. As Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi, and Tosis is not generous enough over here to explain to us why didn't he learn like Rashi. Rashi said in Gevaldik Ibshat, what's Shad in Tosis? Why is he Chayyid? As the Rishonim bring down from Tosis, two reasons why Tosis didn't learn like Rashi. Number one, they bring the Gemara in Baba Pasa Daf Lamed Hey says that the Tzir of Ahu Arba is not a Dvara de Mamayna. The Fi Rashi means there's no Hefsid Mamin. Frek the Rishonim, by Ahu Arba there's a Hefsid Mamin. The guy who really owns it is losing it. Vishlema by Mitzir, say Shneim Yigbiyu Biyachad, there's no Hefsid Mamin. But over there, it's not a Tzir of Shneim Yigbiyu Biyachad. One guy owns it, one guy doesn't. As there's Zichar a Hefsid Mamin. As it's not Shayach, the pshat of Rashi. Thus frag the Rishonim on Rashi. Azokt bi Rashba ein hachinami. Rashba will learn Dvar de Mamayna over there to mean something else. It's one of the things that the Gemara says the same words in two different places, but it means different things. In Baba Basra, it means like the Rishonim, Shaychis Mamet. But over here, it means, why did Rashi change around? Why did Rashi over here learn differently? If anyway, in the Gemara Baba Basa is going to learn like the other Rishonim. Explains the Ritva, because Rashi held, if it means Shaychis Mamin, you wouldn't be able to switch it around 360. You wouldn't be able to go the other way. As what's the pshat? The Havamina learned there was a Siba for not making a Shvua, and the Maskana learns it's a Siba to make a Shvua of a Manavshach. What is it? As Ramela, therefore Rashi was Mechadish's pshat over here of Hefsid Mamin, because that pshat, you have two angles to it. Copy one of them, it's a Siba to make a Shvua, and copy the other one, it's not. As Ramela comes out, Rashi holds Jara de Mamayne. Over there is talking about Inyani Mominis, Inyani Chaluka, as their Dvar de Mamayna means one thing. But over here, when we're talking about Shvua, Dvar de Mamayna means something else. Shvua, it means Hefsid Mamon. Thus is the Mahalich of the Rajwa. And Be'emes, it's Shver according to Taisis. How do you switch it around? How do you make the kavuch go the other way? Azak, the maram, the marsha. If you look at Taisis, Taisis says, Einachinami, the kavuchoymer is only on the second part of Chaluka Yechoyle Lias Emes. But it's not on the first part of Jirara Dimamayim. The Medayik Taisis, in the bottom Taisis, Aval inyan shvua ein mayl svaras drara de mamayna lachlik b'loy shvua. As Tosis says, klar inyan shvua, it's not mayl to go the other way. As Mamela, Tosis is mefurish that way. As the fee zed is another revach in Rashi's chat. It goes both ways, this far. And Taisa Svara doesn't go both ways. This is the thing of Taisis. The mile of Taisis chat is Jordan Moin here, means whatever it means in Kola Shas. That's the mile of Taisis chat. You have to say this to the room shot him and Jordan the Moin. Oh. Okay. As thus is Chilik Aleph in Taisis. The Frek Taisis. The next Taisis, the bottom Taisis, I in Periklesis Abatim Gabi Arba, Koldolim Gova, Parach Miamatli Parvich Amog, the Loy Parach Mahosim Dikudrama, the Vikul Mema, the Parach Ocho. Why in our Gemara, when the Gemara says Drara de Mamaina, the Gemara goes back and makes a Kalvachoymer? And in the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara doesn't go back and make a Kalvachoymer the other way. Frektosis, if the Gerard de Mamaina is one thing in every place, as why in our Gemara, the Gemara flips back the Gerard de Mamaina, makes a Klal V'chaim Lehepach, and over there it doesn't. And Vetosis is a chilek between Gerard de Mamaina, the Inyan Mamin, and the Inyan Shua. That the Inyan Mamin, it doesn't flip back, of the Inyan Shua, Lechulei. Mavur in Tosis over here. Yesterday we spoke out Shitas Taisis in Baba Kama on Daf Lamed Hamid base that Sumchas didn't only set his din by Drara de Mamaina, and Taisis brought a raya. And the Oilam was hocking yesterday from the Gemara on Baya. That was because the Oilam only learned the Gemara with Rav Grusstein's Hakdama program. But now that we learned the Gemara well, as we see, according to Taisis, there are two kinds of Drara de Mamaina in Shas. There's Drara de Mamaina, which is Le'inyan, the Etzim Din Chaluk of Sumchas. And then there's a Drara de Mamaina, Le'inyan Shua. Our Gemara is talking about Drara de Mamaina, Le'inyan Shua Bilvad. As a grad, that happens to be the same Pirish of Drara de Mamaina. But the Lumbus is totally different. Over here is talking about how Gerara de Mamaina affects Shvuah. The Shiloh over here was Shvuah. The Gemara and Tosis over there in Baba Kama is talking about the din of Chokit, the Etzim din Mominus. As it's two different sugyas, and you see it splits very clearly. That there's this Gerara de Mamaina klapi Shvuah, Shaychas Mamin is the reason why you don't make a Shvuah. And then there's a Gerara de Mamaina klapi, the Etzim Din Chaluka. And there's a Garfesta Raya to this. Why? Because Taisis and Baba Kama is working very hard to say this new klal. Sumchis didn't say his klal when there's no Gerara de Mamaina. Why didn't Taisis and Baba Kama say, oh, a Gemara and Bab Metziah Beis Amid Beis? If Taisus and Baba Kama wants to say Sumchus only said his cloud by Gerara de Mamaina, what do you mean? It's a mafurish sugya that talks about it, like everyone was tumbling last night. Oh, as why wasn't Taisus as smart as all the Bachrim? Oh, the Teretz is poshit, because the sugya is not talking about it. The sugya is talking about Le'inyan Shvuah, as it's Bechlal not a sushta. Oh. Taisis is talking about Le'inyan the Etzim Din Chaluka, and the Sugya is talking about Le'inyan Shvuah. Thus is L'chayra. As Enoch Inami, Drara de Mamaina all over means the same thing. Yesh B'litayin the same, Yesh Safik Lebezdi. But there's one way, the way it affects Shvuah, that's our Sugya over here. And there's another way, the way it affects Dinei Mominus, that's Taisis in Baba Kama. As our call was Givaldi, until one day in Shir, a Bachar asked, but there's another Taisis, that Taisis is talking about Dinei Mominus, and Taisis brings our Sukha. Where? Taisis on Daf Kuf in Baba Metziah. Bachar was very excited, he learned at Second Seder. Taisis and Bar Metziah Daf Kuf says the same klal as Taisis in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Hey, that Sumchis only holds Moman Amutal B'Safik Cholkin by Jaredim Amayna. By not Jaredim Amayna, he doesn't say his klal. And Taisis says Kedi Isa B'Perik Kama the Baba Metzia Daf Beis Amid Beis. Ah, as you see in Taisis, Taisis Shus tells it. Oh, the Bahu is very excited. Yes. The Bahu is super excited that he slugged up his Rebbe. Ah, Gavaldi. Ah, Islavus. Ah, Avlamaisa. He didn't chav. As it's a cash on Taisis. What's Taisis bring from our Gemara? The Gemara is talking about Shua. It's not talking about Mammon. Oh. As the answer, it's not like Kilo, I went and I said like a huge Chedushe Taira that you could ask a question on it. Lamaise, the Gemara is talking about Shvuah. Taisis over here says there's a chilek between Shvuah and Mammon. Like, I didn't say anything, I just read Taisis. Yeah. Oh. So you know what the answer is? If you look in Taisis over there, Taisis says to the Isa with Perek Kama. The Mesoirish Hashas put in Beis Amid Beis. The Mesoirish Hashas was written by Rabbi Yishaya Pick, who was an Achroin in the times of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Not Toysus. Aye, so which Gemara does Toysus mean? Toysus means the Gemara on Daf Vav. The Gemara, we're going to have another Gemara on Davav where the Gemara is talking about Inyane Mamne. And Taisis and Baba Kama is Mitzayin into the Gemara in Davav. Okay. As the Bacha left at me. Yeah, right, you're smarter than the Messiah's Hashas. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. I found after looking all around if somebody's Ma'irit, I found in the Oil Torah he says it too. Okay, so I found the Chavir. Oh, it has to be that way. Oh. Okay, yeah. Okay, B'kitzer, what are we coming to be Machadish according to Taisis? We're coming to be Machadish. There's two sugyas of Drara Dimamayna. There's Drara Dimamayna of Asogya Le'inyin Shavua. And there's Drara Dimamayna, Le'inyin Mammon. And Taisis says that's why there's Chalukim over here. The Gemara switches it over there. The Gemara switches it. Because we're coming Mamish Mineyu Bey in Taisis himself. And we're making a deal, Taisis and Baba Kama, when he says as he cited in Yani Mammon, is he doesn't send to Asugi, because Asugi is a Sugi in Shvua. We bring a Raya. Aye, Taisis and Bam Mitzia Da Kuf. Okay. Taisis means the Gemara on Daffa. Like it says in Taisis and Baba Kama. Okay. Let's come back. Well, that's the Taisis of Shad in Jara Devamayna. The other Rishonim say another Pshat. In Jara Devamayna. They say Jara Devamayna means Shaykhis Mamin. Taisis says the Shaykhis is the Litaina saying Yishafik Bebezdin. The Rishonim say it differently, because each one is a muksik before, and he has a vaday tzad that it's his. That's a third pshat in Jorah de Mamayma. Because even though B'Yisoyde it's similar to Taisis, like it's Mefurish and the Taisis Rosh, the Maida is Shaykhis, both of them are Shaykhis. Just the question is, what's the Shaykhis? Taisis learns the Shaykhis is B'Litayne Seim Yesh Safik Lebezdin. And the other Rishonim learned because each of them owned. One of them owns the Paro, the other one owns the what it afterwards. Is they're both Vaday Bailim in the story. Is they both have Vaday Sheikhis in the story. Mashenkin over here, it's not Vaday Sheikhis in the story. Maybe only one of them is a Baldover, the other guy is from nowhere. That's what the Rishonim explained. That's the Alderich Taisis. The Ritva says there's another reason to argue on Rashi. Because we don't find the word Jerara de Mamayna anywhere in Shas to mean Hefzik. It always means Shaykhis. So Mela, that's the reason why the Rishonim argued on Rashi. Okay, so that's the Pirish Amilim of Jerara de Mamayna on the Sasef Misa. Now let's move on. As a Maisa, we're really stuck here. What Pshat does the Mishnah stem with Sumchis? Zog the Gemara, no. The Gemara says it kutched him. Afilu teimer sumche shvuazu mid rabbanan hi. Rabbi Yechanan. Dami Rabbi Yechanan. Shvuazu takanis chachamim shelo ye kol echad hoylech v'toykif v'talisoy shel chaveiro. V'amer shel dihu. Frexach the shaylo as this tam should be a tam by machlev para b'chamor too. Maybe someone is going to be hoylech and toykif in the vlad. Why is the time of Rav Yechanan only shayich in our Mishnah? In the tzir of Machlev Parah B'Chamar also, you could have the time of Rav Yechanan. Zeshita says, because it's loy shchiach. That over here, when there's a talis in the street, as then it's shchiach, Rekachum Memker, also sometimes people buy at a similar time. Over there, by Machlev Par B'Chamar, and all those siyurim, it's not shchiach that someone should be hoylich v'toykif. We only make a takana derabanan when it's shchiach, when it's not shchiach. Other achrayim say that over here the suffix was made by a tkifa, because that's ma'ayir achshash of hoylich v'toykif. But over there we don't see a tkifa, as why should we be ma'ayir achshash of hoylich v'toykif? That's the reason to be mechal. So the Maisa, we want to make a sikum of how many, this is the Gemara, the Sukha. We want to make a sikum of how many reasons we saw for the Shvua at the end of the Sukha. As if you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, we only saw one. Rav Yechanan, Shloik Alechot, Hoylech V'Toike. However, in the Rishonim, we saw three more reasons for a Shvua in the Mishnah. In the beginning on Beis Amid Beis, we saw in the Ramban, the Ran, a Mahalech, Mayri V'Omar, it's a new Siva for a Shvua. In the Rabbeinu Peretz, in the Ritva, in our Sugya, we saw the Gemara asked, you should have a Shvua by Sumchis, and the Gemara didn't know Rabbi Yechanan Hoylech V'Toykif. What was the Siva of the Shvua? As the Rishonim say, a Shvua Levara Safik, every time there's a Safik, you have a Shvua Levara Safik. That's Siva number three. Siva number four, Rashi is Machadish, when you're Moitzi from a Muchzik, you need a Shvua. That's Siva number four. Because if we put together everything we learned on Beis Amid Beis with the top of Gimel Amid Aleph, we came out based on the Rishonim Al Pi the Gemara, four reasons for the Shvua in the Mishnah. Reason number one, Hoylech V'Toykif, Rabbi Yechanan. Reason number two, Moiri V'Amar L'Fiyah Chelik of the Rishayinim. Reason number three, Levaris Asafik. Reason number four, to be Moitzi from a Muchzik. L'Fi Rashi L'Fi L'Chacham. Okay, this is just a sikum to put together what we saw. Okay, there's one little thesis we want to be mashal. Hasam de loy tafsi tavayu ki imay. But ava gaf da filu oy medis ba'agam islu l'rabbanon ha'moitzi mechaveiroi olivarayu. Mikol makor mikri ha'echad tafis machmas cheskas mori kal. As Shmuel Rizovsky over here in the Shiurim builds a whole maracha from here. In the Mir, they just read the stasis. And in Panovich, they made a maracha out of it. Rank Shmuel Rizovsky an interesting shayla. What makes a cheskes malin? A pashtis, a cheskes malin is because you're holding on to it. That's what makes a cheskes malin. I'm holding on to it. Oy bazei, how does cheskes marikama work? By Cheskes Mari Kama, he's not holding on to it. That's the Shail of Taisis. Taisis, you need Tafsi. As where does it take Tafsi? Taisis says, by Amedis Ba'agam, it's Ki Luis Tafis. What does it mean it's Ki Luis Tafis? He's not holding. It's in an Agam. No one's holding. Agam means it's in a field. No one's holding on to the beam. As what does it mean it's Tafsi? As Brankrib Shmuel, a Kunjus Asvekis, a very famous Kunjus Asvekis that declares, how does Cheskes Mari Kama work? Does Cheskes Mari Kama work like all other Chazakis in Isser? That Chazaka in Isser is, until now you were Tamei, we assume you stay Tamei. Until now you were Aser, you stay Aser. Whatever was, we assume continues. As Cheskes Marikama, the Trumas Asveikis says, works the same way. Whatever was until now, stays the same. It's mamish like Cheskes Tuma, all Chazakas of Isser. If it's a Cheskes Isser, and not a Cheskes Mamin, as how does Tosfos say it makes you into a Tofus? L'chayr, it's a regular Cheskes Isser. It's not working midin Cheskes Mamin. Zakrib Shmuel, in our Tosfos we see the way Cheskes Marikama in Maminus works different than Cheskes Isser. Cheskes Marikama makes you into a Muchzik. And it builds a Cheskes Mamin. He's not holding on to it. Cheskes Mamin is not only when you're holding on to it. If it's b'cheskes that it's yours, that's a Cheskes Mamin, and it makes it ki'ilu your whole. Thus is the pshat in Tosfos. And he's mitzayin, it's kemat a mefurish of Gemara on Bava Metzia daf kuf amud aleph. So I reason the idea. Very rare do you have a suffix in the Kundras Asfakis and Gedolei Achronim that declare that you could say it's a Mefurish of Gemara. Rav Shmuel does it over here. Rav Shmuel says, the Gemara says, if it's Oymed is Ba'agam, you should go Baser Cheskes Marikama and you should say Hamoitzi Michaveiroi Olav Araya, Lashon HaGemara and Ba'amasi Yadavku. Muchach in the Gemara, that the way Cheskes Marikama works is not doime to Cheskes Isur. What was until now, we assume, stays and it continues. No, Cheskes Marikama makes you into a muchzik. It makes it ki'ilu, you're holding on the money. Being that one time you were holding on the money, even though now you're not holding on, it went out of your rishus, it's in an agam, you're not holding on to it. But we look at it ki'ilu, you're still holding on to it. It's still b'cheskes that it's yours. He says, and that's what you see in this Tosfos also. It's nechshav ki'ilu tafis. It's the same Cheskes Marikama. The word is because once you were holding on to it, even when it walks out of your shus, we look at it ki'ilu, you're still holding on to it. It's becheskes of holding on because you're still holding on to it. That's what he wants to buy from this Tosfos. It's a little bit zaitik. But it is very sadistic when he boys tasteless. Okay, as thus is the Gemara, as we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the new Sugya, Marashvish, which is a whole new world, a whole new Sugya. One more time, in Bav Metzia, we touched on it a little bit about the Ramai and the Emunah from Beis Amud Aleph. When the Olam learns this sugya here, learn it with a clean slate. Come again with your schachos, because you're going to see a lot more nekudas. It's going to come much more clearer. This Gemara, it's also very sensitive to the Gemara.